Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I thought the player we probably saw the most improvement from when he stepped in to now was Ruben Hippolyte. I thought he's done a nice job learning. He's swimming a little bit, but he's taken it seriously, and Coach Richard Smith's done a fantastic job with him over the course of the last few weeks.
By now, if you're listening to us, you know who that is. This is Rahimi Ann Harris, and that is Ben Johnson here on The Score as the Bears wrap up OTAs today. So we are getting to that point where everybody is going to get some time off. Maybe not Ben Johnson. He gets to see his family, though.
He's going to get some time off with his family. I think he said they would go on some type of family vacation or something. I think that's how I read it.
I've got just the place. Wally World.
I don't want Ben Johnson to get that lost, frustrated. Listen, he's going to have his share of frustrating moments as a head coach next season. Let's have him have a low-stress summertime.
I like the concept of Ben Johnson just recreating classic Chicago movies.
Just load up the fam.
Like National Lampoon.
That's Ben Johnson is Chevy Chase.
I think it would go better.
It would definitely be entertaining. I think Ben Johnson can play the leading role. I mean, he's already playing the leading role at House Hall.
Which one of you wants to be the neighbor for Christmas Vacation that wears those weird silver outfits? Which one wants to be Julia Louis-Dreyfus? Isn't she the one playing that neighbor next door along with the it's her husband in that show, right?
Yeah, correct.
A little off topic, but laughing at the idea of Ben Johnson just being in charge and then really getting indoctrinated into Chicago-related culture. I appreciate Ruben Hippolyte joining the morning show today.
He was honored to be a guest, is what he said. He's like, I'm happy to be here.
The man knows how to up his value, does he not? Previously projected by The Beast and many other experts as an undrafted free agent. Well, not the case. Hippolyte was very much drafted by the Bears and drafted high. They skipped the third round, which I was very happy to see. Because kind of like Ben Brown, you know, when you know your weaknesses, just skip the first inning if you're Ben. Skip the first round if you're the Bears. Hippolyte gets drafted in the fourth round, linebacker, and really upped his value, I think, not just in the Bears' eyes, but others. I didn't expect him, though, to be able to share that process with us.
No, it was great to hear him kind of explain how he went from a guy who a lot of people didn't feel like a draft pick was going to be spent on him, and he'd be an undrafted free agent that maybe made hay in that manner, which we see a lot of people do and have successful careers in the NFL doing that. But listen to what Ruben had to say about his specific path to the NFL.
I was surprised a little bit. I obviously knew that, you know, it wasn't going to be easy for me just to get in the door, just because, I've had to, you know, go the extra mile a little bit my entire career, you know, start from high school, you know, all the way up to now, just, you know, put in the extra work, put in the extra time, I always knew that I was gifted and I had the ability to play at this level. But, you know, obviously my path took a little bit longer than most of my peers, which is, you know, perfectly fine. You know, not everybody's life path is going to be the same. But I was a little bit surprised. Like I said before, my first press conference here, I called the NFS twice. Huh. They told me no twice, just to get prepared for my pro day. So, you know, once I got that call, I was like, well, I got one shot to do this. And then I was training with Test Football out of New Jersey with Kevin Dunn and his staff, and Otto Bolden is the 40 coach there. And you know, him and I have a very close relationship. And I told him, like, all right, man, I got one shot to do this. And he already knew, you know, that I was gifted in the speed department. I ran track growing up, and he, you know, was based out in South Florida around the time I was running. And we trained at Anson Sports Complex. I had a lot of meets there, so he already knew a little bit about me due to that. But, yeah, once I found out we had that one opportunity, it was go time from there. No added pressure because, you know it was, at that point, it was just, you know, proving myself right. I wasn't really focused on proving others wrong. So
he leaned into his strengths too, which I think is so smart. And now I know what Otto Bolden does when he's not analyzing track for NBC.
Out here coaching him, getting that coach money. I like it.
Very cool. I mean, one of the best. You train with Olympians, you're going to get faster if you like running.
The best part of that story is him talking about how he called the NFL twice just trying to get into the combine but couldn't get in. So he's like, I guess I got to do it the other way.
I admire just knowing you're going to do everything you can to put yourself on the radar. And it worked. Undrafted free agent to the fourth round out of Maryland. You can't argue with the result of that hustle.
I can't wait to see what actually happens when he's in a Bears uniform, when everybody's got the pads on, because we know the speed was on display the last few weeks since he's been drafted. Listen to what he had to say about his thought about the Bears and their defense.
Yeah, it's not really hard at all. Like I said before in a previous press conference that I did, I played some of the concepts in college that I'm being taught now under DA's defense. The only difference is, you know, just, you know, schematically and technique-wise, he just wants, you know, the particular calls played differently and differently than I've ever played them, you know, in 3, 4, or 5 years. So it's not complex to learn. Like I said, a lot of the same concepts and things that I've seen for over the, you know, for the past five seasons at Maryland. And I'm very thankful for, you know, the coaches that I've had at Maryland and the defenses I've been in. And it definitely prepared me to, you know, not only retain the information that I'm being taught at this level, but to, you know, go out and execute it.
Rumble, young man, rumble. Let's see what you can do.
I'm never mad at guys like Karana Magaji and Ruben Hippolyte for doing what they can to get their opportunities.
Yeah.
Once you get into the league, though, then it becomes, how are you going to prove that you deserve it? And that's where we talk about it, obviously, in performances and, you know, what happens after that. But they did their job in trying to get in front of the people they needed to and get their foot in the door.
You can't help where you're drafted, but you can do a whole lot once you get in the building.
Well, you can also do a lot to just try. And those two you've seen have tried. They did the right things getting the foot in the door. There's no doubt about that. More to come here on Rahimi and Harris on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.